what triggered this bizarre behavior.
Journey into the cold heart of Northern Darkness with Nordic Crimes.
That case became like a scene from a horror movie.
A new true crime documentary series that chilled the bone.
The hunger for killing is increasing in the course of these homicides.
Listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Nordic Crimes is a part of the Acast family.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast contains violence, adult themes, and material that may be disturbing to some listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
True North True Crime is produced on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Squamish, Musqueam, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations.
The Filipino community in Winnipeg is mourning the death of a 17-year-old boy who was killed over the weekend in a brutal home invasion. According to police, the attack was completely random, and people say they are saddened but also shaken.
Well, I'm quite worried because I myself has children as well. I have three boys, and so far for a long time, I always thought that this is the place where I belong and I'm safe over here, but of what's going on, it really worries me.
There was a small vigil last night to remember 17-year-old Jamie Adao. The vigil organizer says his death has hit members of the Filipino community very hard.
Hello, and welcome to the first ever edition of TNTC Shorts.
We wanted to create this platform in our off weeks to bring you updates on cases we've covered, to talk about cases making their way through the court system, or to bring awareness to missing persons cases when those cases are light on information.
We'd like to send a big thank you to JF Cottenham for the coffee this week. You too can donate to the podcast if you feel so inclined by going to buymeacoffee.com/TNTCpod.
Please follow us on social media for updates and tell a friend about True North True Crime.
And if you haven't done so already, those 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts really do help with our visibility.
So tonight we're going to be talking about a murder that occurred during a random home invasion. And this murder conviction just made its way through the Manitoba court system.
Jamie Adao Jr. was a 17-year-old living with his family in a West End neighborhood of Winnipeg.
Jamie went by the nickname Jim Boy to his friends and family.
He was a student at Technical Vocational High School, known as Tech Voc, and he had been a student there since grade 9.
Jamie's parents came to Manitoba through the provincial nominee program as laborers and eventually opened two successful bakeries. His parents owned the popular bakery, Jimmel's Bakery.
As business owners, the family were an important part of the tight-knit Filipino community in Winnipeg.
Jamie was studying to be a baker in his high school vocational program, and he often worked behind the counter for the family at the family business.
Apparently, he was a pretty talented baker, and he was planning to attend Red River College. He hoped to become an executive chef in a hotel and continue learning about the culinary arts.
Jamie is described as a caring and considerate son. He lived at home with his mother, his father, and his grandmother.
On March 3rd, 2019, two men approached the Adao home. The men were caught on security camera footage from a nearby business entering the backyard of the McGee Street house.
Jamie was upstairs in a room with his grandmother, who was asleep, when he heard noises coming from the lower part of the house. He calmly called 911 and tried to hide. He remained close to his grandmother in an attempt to keep her safe.
One of the assailants entered the room where Jamie was hiding. The 911 operator would state that the phone call started very calmly with Jamie giving clear information to the authorities. But then the call changed tone into a tragic event.
The suspect, armed with a knife, began to attack Jamie Adeo Jr., stabbing him multiple times. The fatal stab wound entered his back. The police arrived within 4 minutes.
One of the suspects fled through the front door, but turned back after seeing a police car. He dumped the stolen items in the front yard and ran back through the house and escaped through the back door. What he didn't realize was there were no police in the car, because the police were upstairs.
The stabbing suspect was confronted by the police in the bedroom as he stood above Jamie, still armed with the knife. Police demanded that he drop the knife. He refused, and the police shot him. He would live, but was transported to the hospital in critical condition. He would be charged with murder at the hospital. The other man escaped, but would be arrested a month later.
The suspects would be identified as 31-year-old Ronald Bruce Chubb, who would be charged with second-degree murder for the stabbing. 36-year-old Jamie Jordy Delmar James would be charged with manslaughter for being an accomplice.
Both men would plead guilty to their charges. This saved the Adeo family and Jamie's friends and community from having to suffer through the details of the crime during the trial.
In October of 2020, both men who were in custody at Headingley Correctional Center appeared in court remotely through a video feed from the jail, which at the time was dealing with an outbreak of COVID-19.
According to the agreed-upon statement of facts, James took a black knife, 17 and a quarter inches in length, from the kitchen before going downstairs where he stole several items, putting them in a blue laundry basket.
The court heard that Chubb went to the basement and asked James to go to the second floor with him. Both men went to the main floor, and then Chubb, armed with a Deli Pro kitchen knife with a 7 1/4 inch serrated blade, made his way to the second floor.
He then murdered Jamie Adeo Jr., a complete stranger who should have been safe in his own home. At a sentencing hearing in January of 2021, the court heard about the troubled life that both James and Chubb had. Both men had spent their lives in and out of prison. Chubb's family claimed that he had a troubled upbringing, including witnessing the murder of his older brother when Chubb was just 13 years old. Chubb also suffered from addictions and fetal alcohol spectrum disorder.
Both men also claimed to be heavily intoxicated at the time of the murder. Chubb was sentenced to life behind bars with no chance of parole for 12 years for second-degree murder. His accomplice, James, was sentenced to 5 years in prison for manslaughter.
According to court documents, the 911 call has had a lasting negative impact on the 911 operator who took the call. In the aftermath of this tragedy, the Adeo family have been struggling to pick up the pieces.
Jamie Adeo's mother would state, "He was so caring and considerate towards us that it makes the pain that we feel even worse when we realize he can't be near us anymore."
Through sobs and tears on the courthouse steps, she continued. She would state, "When I heard their story, I felt sorry about them also, because if they had felt love since childhood, they're not going to do such things like this in their life. We forgive them, but they deserve a life sentence."
"We're so grateful that we got the justice. We got the justice, and my son's life is not in vain. We've waited for this time. They took the life of my son, so they have to face the circumstances. We have to face now the reality that he's no longer with us. Sometimes I know we're just pretending we're okay. But deep in our hearts, the pain is there. And thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone."
Well, this brings us to the end of our first ever TNTC Shorts. Our hearts go out to the Adeo family, and a GoFundMe was created for the family. We will link it in our show notes as well as on our Facebook page.
Please feel free to donate to the podcast as we start to ramp up with more content. You can do so at buymeacoffee.com/TNTCpod.
Our producers on this podcast are Amy's Book Reviews, Alberta Bly, Cindy McD, Giraffe 3000, Alyssa Santos, Anastasia, Ariel Elliott, Melanie E., and Kelly Donahue.
We will be back next week with part two of our Barbara Stoppel story.
So until then, stay safe, everyone.
Stay safe, gang.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.